I now believe we have Mark Bell from the West Clare Football Club on the line. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Paul. How you
doing? Is Paul. Welcome to the show. I believe that we're very lucky to get you. You had a great success over the weekend. You're crowned champions of your league. That's correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a wonderful result. We were playing second in the league there on yesterday. Great result where the boys went out all fired up. We had a wonderful travelling support. We actually had more supporters than the Bridge B team did on the sideline there. And we went up 3-0. They pegged us one back, so 3-1 at half-time. And then going into the second half, we were unfortunate to have a man sent off. Then they Bridge B managed to get another goal. But the lads dug deep. They showed all the heart they have. And I think in injury time, Jamie Russell broke away and managed to get his third goal hat-trick that we won 4-2 to lift the league title. It was brilliant.
And of course, as I said, that confirms, I suppose, it's great to get promoted, but it's much sweeter to beat the place in second and confirm yourself as champions.
Oh yeah, you know we started off the season just with the initial aim to get promoted. That's what we said. The team's been trying to get promoted for about 5 years. They missed out a couple of years ago when they got a playoff, and unfortunately, it didn't work out. And earlier on in the season, we lifted the division shield. Which is up at the start of the season. And, you know, we began to think, well, just, you know, we've actually got a very good chance of promotion. As the league unfolded, the different guys in the team just began to show the quality. We've had great youth coming through, you know, some brilliant little young players, which is going well for our future. And, you know, bit by bit, things just began to fall into place, and it all came to fruition there at the weekend, you know, actually. Not just getting promoted, but winning the league. You know, fantastic feeling, fantastic.
Fantastic. And of course, is that correct? You have 17 games played. There's one more game you have to play, but you have a 4-point lead. So I suppose the team can relax and just enjoy the moment.
Well, yeah, that's right. You know, we have got a bit tense over the last few games. You see the lads, they win it so much. But the final game is at 6:30 on Wednesday evening up in Gallery Park there in Kilrush. You know, it'd be great to see all the supporters there again. You know, we'll do our best to hopefully finish the season unbeaten at home. We haven't lost a game. We've won all of our games at home so far.
And Matt, you mentioned about the underage structure coming through. Do you have an underage team, or could you just tell us a small bit about it?
We don't have an underage team. What we've been trying to do this season is encourage more of the local younger lads to get involved in the soccer, you know. And there's some very good teams around the area, you know, through from Money Point, and you know, we've got like the Kilrush Rangers have a senior team, and St Pat's have a senior team, and what we're doing is we're hopefully going to get more younger lads involved, because you know it's all right having the older guys involved, you know, for as long as they can be, but obviously they got the boost some days, and you've got to try and get the younger lads come along training with the older guys. So there's a natural progression coming from youth through to the seniors. But we don't have a youth set up here with our squad at the moment. So hopefully something we can look into with other groups in the future, just to try and progress the game a bit more around this area, you know.
The third division, Mark, has been a very tight. I see, as you said, you're on 39, Bridge United B at 35, and then Cool FC at 34. So it has been a very tight league, and I suppose you've been challenged a lot, but you've responded very well, and I have to say you're probably world league champions.
Yeah, well, it's been one of those divisions that nobody wants to be in. You know, anybody who gets relegated in the third division, they don't want to be there anymore, and so. Past two seasons, I've seen the quality of soccer in the third division being very, very high, and this season was definitely no different. I'd say about the top five teams, you know, half the teams in the division, were all beating each other. You know, so it was pegging guys back. Nobody got a clear breakaway until maybe the past couple of games where we began to shine a little bit more. And like I say, it all happened well yesterday. You know. The culmination of it all, you know.
Mark, can I just talk maybe a bit more about the club? Is West Clare FC? Is there people from all over the West Clare, or is it predominantly in Dubai, how's it all come across?
Well, it was a club set up about, I think it was 5 years ago. Damien Honan set up the club, you know, just for the guys in his local area. He's from around about the Dunbeg area. But we do have guys, Kilrush. A guy comes all the way down from Quinn. We've even got another who comes up from Cork every game. You know, he comes up once, you know, once or twice a week for training as well. We've got a fantastically committed group of players from all over the county and beyond, really. You know, it's a great spirit in the club. You know, and bit by bit, we've been trying to progress things. And at the start of this season, we began more of a structured approach to it. I had another gentleman, Barry Copley, come in to co-manage the team with me. We managed to get another guy, Barry Coleman, to come in and coach the team. The three of us are actually in the Kilrush Fire Brigade, so we're all from the Kilrush area. We managed to get, you know, people doing different things for the fundraising and the rest of it. You know, it's a much more structured approach to the club this season. You know, but we've had all the backing and support all the way from chairman right down, you know, to the supporters in the sideline. You know, it's been a much more of a community spirited thing. You know, we've got people from all over the county who are helping out and helping us drive forward.
Now, Mark, just before we let you go, you've been promoted now from the third division. How much are you looking forward to the second division now as your champions?
It's still a little bit, believe it or not, it's a little bit surreal for the guys. I've been speaking to them today. You know, we had a few drinks last night and everybody was delighted, but it still hadn't hit home. But we've played other teams in higher divisions, and we know we're capable of competing. Hopefully we're going to follow, you know, the likes of Kilrush Rangers, you know, neighbours who I'd like to wish good luck to in their final league game. I think they're playing one of the nights this week. But if they win that, they get promoted to the first division. You know, we're definitely capable back this way of challenging teams in much higher divisions. And we prove it this season. We managed to reach the semi-finals of the Clare Cup and we were beating teams in the Premier Division to get there. So we can't wait. As soon as we can sink our teeth in this second division, you know, it can't come too soon for us. We can't wait.
Yeah, you just mentioned that you were thanking about the various people, the committees and the support and all that. I presume you have good sponsors as well and they're really backing you all the whole way.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You know, fortunately, we were at the backing of Pat Holland Plant Hire, you know, and they sponsor kits and so on. We have the pubs up in Dunbeg. We have Tubbities. He supported us with fundraisers. There's numerous other businesses all over. Kilkee, Dunbeg, Kilrush have all contributed to the different sponsorship for different events and help us raise money. Because it's not a cheap business running a soccer team, early, you know, by the time you paid for pitch fees, training fees, kits, training material. Mm-hmm. So we've been blessed to have such wonderful support all over the place. You know, it's brilliant.
And fine, just a final question, if people want to contact the club, have you a Facebook or Twitter account, or how would they make contact with you?
We do. I think the best way people do is to go onto Facebook and type in West Clare FC. You can become friends with us and follow how we've been getting on. There's loads of photographs put up there by the people coming to the games and the rest of it. But yeah, just West Clare FC on Facebook is probably the best way to find us.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much for that, John. And please, God, we'll stay in contact with you and help you promote you as you progress in the higher division. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you very much, Paul. Take care.
No problem in the world.